You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thank you for spending Tuesday morning with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. In about an hour, a mind bender for you. We'll have that at about 7:30. And then bill relief back at 8:30 this morning here at Denver's Mix 100. Right now it is time for a trending report. What's trending? The biggest news, all anybody's talking about and posted all over social media for the last couple of days, is the snowfall that is rolling in. Rain right now for the Mile High City, but snow is already down to, what they say, down to the Evergreen area?
I think so, yeah.
And it's coming. They've pushed it back. It was supposed to have started at about 6 this morning, but now they're saying later on today.
You know what it is.
I don't think that means we get out of it, but...
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I wear
that. Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Yeah, we'll just fade that out. Sweater weather, guys. It's sweater weather.
Look, I got no beef with that. I mean, hoodie weather?
It's hoodie weather.
Freaking love it. So that's going on. Nuggets lost game 3 of their playoff series last night against the LA Clippers. Game 4 is tomorrow. And the Rockies, hey, the bullpen gave up a run in the bottom of the 9th. And the Rockies lost 1-0 against the Padres. They call that,
that
a
hurts.
Heartbreaker, Jeremy.
It hurts.
Those two teams square off again tonight. You know, the wildfires that have just been dumping ash all over the city and smoke and haze and, you know, dangerous breathing conditions for a lot of people. It's all over the West. It's not just Colorado. And one of the fires that is raging in California right now, known as the El Dorado Fire, is approaching 10,000 acres of destruction. And it was started by fireworks that people set off at a gender reveal party.
Yeah, I heard it was one of those smoke grenade things. They you pull the string on it and it blows out, and it either blows blue smoke or pink smoke. And boom, they blew it out. Some sparks hit some grass, whatever, and
there you go.
Up it goes. When are we going to stop this?
I'm on record as being, and have been since the very first one I ever heard about, I'm kind of roll my eyes at gender reveal parties. Now there's a story about the woman who is credited with kind of popularizing the idea of gender reveal parties. She has come out and said, please stop having these stupid parties. That's her quote. And then her follow-up quote was, no one cares but you.
Right.
That is going to kick up some fury among some people.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have is, there was a trend already at the start of the year of people under the age of 30 moving back home with their parents. But now, they say, with the pandemic, it has made that surge up to more than 50%. More than half of young Americans under the age of 30 are now back living with their parents. They say that is even higher than the numbers during the Great Depression.
It's tough times right now.
So that is going on.
Oh, man.
What else is trending?
Well, let's go back a step. You were talking about California and the wildfires. I mean, we're talking about our 60-degree temperature drop here, but check this out. Los Angeles County set an all-time temperature record this weekend at 121 degrees in LA. Isn't that horrible?
Ugh.
With the fires and the smoke, and now you got the heat on top of that. Horrible.
I was in 120 degree weather once in my life down in Phoenix. It was 121 the day that I was there.
It's toasty.
It was so hot that even people in Phoenix were saying, okay, this is getting
this
a little crazy.
This is too much, yeah.
This is too much.
As the asphalt is melting as you're sinking into it.
It was funny because I was driving into town at the time, and Jeremy, was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
There's not one person who's outside anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't take it.
You can't.
So 120 degrees is...
Start wondering how the power grid is holding up during that, you know?
Right.
Shout out here locally to all the Jeffco kids going back today. Colorado's second largest school district going back in person full time. Nicole texted me just a little bit ago. She's like, this is so weird. I haven't had to pack a lunch in 6 months. She's like, it's weird standing here in the kitchen putting lunch boxes together.
What are they having? What are they taking?
I have no idea. Probably some sort of sandwich, I would imagine. Okay. Or Capri Sun. If you're planning on making some phone calls today, be prepared to be on hold. They say that the day after Labor Day is known as Telephone Tuesday. It's the day with the most business phone calls of the year. So everyone's back to work, trying to take care of some business, finalize some things probably before the end of the year. This is the average person will get 50% more work calls today than normal. So good luck, everybody. I actually have a bunch of phone calls on my to-do list today. So yay, longer than usual wait times in my future. Well, this guy got what he wanted, Dom. We were talking about his viral rant last week. It's the guy who was talking about the Buffalo chicken wings and how they be renamed or whatever. I think Wet Nuggets was a suggestion of his. He was talking to a city council in Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings stepped up and offered this guy a year's supply of their free traditional chicken wings. So, you know, he got what he wanted, I guess. He got some free stuff out of this, and he went viral.
That's what
he was gunning for, some free chicken wings, and, well, it happened. The demand for nude maids is up during the pandemic. Nude, naked, no clothing, naked maids. They said there's really no point in hiring a nude maid if you're not home to watch, right? Well, we're all home right now. We're working from home. So people are requesting and, in some cases, demanding nude cleaning services.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think if that's a good idea or not. I'm thinking of the cleaning scenarios and situations, and I don't know, I guess.
Well, and you know, it's kinda. Not just, you know, there might have been a time back in the day where you thought of maids as a woman, but the cleaning services anymore.
Shoot, get the dudes, yeah.
Seem to be very evenly split.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, if you're leaning over a bathtub, cleaning it out or whatever, do you want to see that mess? Survey says.
It's generally a two-person or sometimes three-person team that comes to my house because we have it once a month, yeah. And it's always at least one dude.
There so, you go. Think about him with his clothes here. Off next time while he's in there, right? They say in a normal year, summer vacation season is pretty much wrapping up right now, but this year they're saying it's going to be extended because so many people are working from home. Some kids are distance learning or homeschooling right now, so they say the summer travel season could kind of tiptoe into fall this year. More people traveling and getting out, which is going to lead to more travel shaming. It's a thing now where people on social media criticize you for taking a trip during the pandemic. I hesitated on posting a few pictures this weekend for me in the mountains because I was waiting for somebody. Where's your mask? You know, just travel shame you. But we distanced. We were in the condo and at a lake and...
Yeah,
we avoided people.
Friend of mine who posted photos, and it turned out to be a memory from last summer.
Ah, people ripping them.
But sure. I mean, the very first couple of comments was, how dare you, blah, blah, how dare you. And she had to say, this was last year.
FYI, this was last year. And real quick, the Walmart annual top-rated toy list has been released. It's for kids... for the upcoming Christmas season, it looks like. It's the 36 hottest toys for the holiday season.
What do they got?
I'll give you a few honorable mentions. The Hatchimals Crystal Flyers. Not familiar. The Frozen 2 Magic in Motion Elsa doll. That one sounds fun. The Fisher-Price My First Nose Swab Test Kit.
Okay, shut up.
Hasbro's Let's Hide Mommy's Wine board game. And then the Nerf groin gun for $22. I'm not really sure what that one's all about. Sounds fun, though. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This story is just as ridiculous as the Nerf groin gun. It's a link in a video to the world's fastest backwards runner. Yeah, I know you want to watch that. He just ran a mile backwards in 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Good
night. He can run it faster backwards than I can run it normally.
Holy crap.
Isn't that crazy? 5:30 running backwards.
I have to click on that.
He looks like a dork. So you can see the story and watch him run backwards on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Wow.
Just so stupid.
And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.